I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And we're just so happy to have you join us. And it's a new year, 2015.
Yes.
But we got lots of stuff to keep on talking about. New year, old year, here we are. And we are so happy to have people join us.
That's right. Well, I'm going to let you in on a little inside information in one of my kitchen cupboards, LaVon.
Whoa. Is this a secret?
No, no more.
No,
it's just covered by a cupboard door, you might say. In my one cupboard, I have two different kinds of cooking oils. One is corn oil. One is extra virgin olive oil. Now, how would you suggest I use them?
And, you know, when you go to the store, there's quite a long row of on the shelves of different
yes.
kinds of oils. Well, I think, Miss Nene, you have to stop and think about what are you going to use them for. And I know that a majority of your use is in baking.
It is, yes, very much so. I do very little cooking anymore. It's a yee-haw for me on that end because I do love to bake, and my time spent in the kitchen is done in baking.
And so baking, I think, says one thing about oils, but other people may want to grill,
mm-hmm.
or at this time of year, yeah, some people still grill outdoors. You may want to broil. Maybe people want to do sautéing or stir-frying. Maybe there's some folks who want to do some deep fat frying.
Yes, yes.
And then a third use, I'm sort of looking at, there's kind of three divisions here. One is the baking, one is the high temperature things that I just mentioned. And then there's also the opportunity to just use oil without cooking it at all, for instance, in making salad dressing.
Yes.
That's the prime one I think of.
So and how do we know which one to use then?
Well, you need to stop and think about why you are going to use an oil. And as you said, it's a good idea to have more than one in your cupboard if you're going to do any kind of cooking or baking. Let's start with the easiest one, and that is when you're not going to cook it at all, for instance, in a salad dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the flavor of the oil is really important. Have you ever been to one of those places where you can taste the oils?
I haven't. I've heard about them,
oh,
but I
my
haven't.
Goodness. You know, the first time I went to one, I'm going, who wants to go around tasting oil? Doesn't that sound kind of yucky?
Well, it wouldn't be appealing to me at this point.
But it's amazing, and of course you just barely taste it, of all the flavors that there are. And so, of course, when you're going to use it without cooking it, you want to be very aware that the flavor can be very different from oil to oil. And we're almost always going to choose the extra virgin, yeah.
Close.
the EVOO.
Okay.
And we probably would like to choose a premium one of those so that when you taste it, you taste perhaps a grassy flavor. Perhaps there's another kind of flavor, and it is going to be different. So you kind of need to be aware of that. But if you say, oh, I've never done that, I don't know where to start,
mm-hmm.
the where to start is to choose the premium extra virgin olive oil. And if there's not one of those on the shelf,
mm-hmm.
then look at the other olive oils and look at the date that they were harvested.
Right.
Or if that date's not there, look at the date that it says best used by.
Yes.
And most of them will have that. Choose
mm-hmm.
the freshest one you can.
Okay.
Start there.
Is there a certain amount of cupboard shelf time that we have to worry about?
Yes, and I'm kind of concerned about that because when you buy one of those, you
mm-hmm.
need to plan on using it up within 18 months.
Okay,
that's
a year and a half. Yes.
So that's quite a bit of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you don't want to just push it to the back of the cupboard mm-hmm. and sort of forget it.
Maybe you even want to start with the smallest bottle you can find
Absolutely.
And get some experience with it.
And the other thing, when you're storing it, you want to keep it where it's dark and cool. So, you know, at the back of your cupboard may
yes.
be okay. In that.
Oh, I'm good on that point then.
Yeah. And for some, such as a sesame oil or walnut oil, some of those that have already say it's going to have a specific flavor,
mm-hmm.
probably refrigerate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will it say that on the bottle?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Uh-huh.
So, because it would keep for a certain amount of time, but it's going to start losing its flavor. And eventually,
right.
if it's long enough, it'll even become rancid after that 18 months.
You have been to one of these stores where you can taste the different oils.
Yes.
Did you have a favorite that you picked up on?
Yes, at this point, I can't tell you what it was because there were so many. But you also got to taste vinegars. And again, you go tasting
and then you
vinegar,
combine them.
But then you combine them, and I think most places like this, then you say, this is the kind I want, this is the kind I want. They bottle it up for you, and you have choices of the sizes.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I love choices.
It's sort of like going shopping for different color clothes, except this time it's different flavors on your tongue.
Yes.
And if you have an opportunity, I really encourage you to do it because it's a new experience for many of us. We don't have that opportunity close to home. So that's kind of the premium, the extra version, kind of the top of the line in terms of probably price.
Yes.
As well as how you care for it and use it.
So if it's an extra premium extra virgin olive oil, will you detect less of a flavor when you taste it than if it's not a premium one?
No, I think you're going to maybe have more flavor, but it will be a distinct flavor. And that's why it's great to use it for like salads, or sometimes you just pour it over food that's already cooked. And that's why it's nice to have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a choice, start with the freshest one. Okay, then let's talk a little more about the everyday extra virgin. Why do I keep wanting to say the wrong word? Virgin olive oil.
Yes.
Because that's what we're going to see most of on the shelf, other than the corn and the canola. When you just look at the olive oils, I don't know, how many choices have you seen?
Lots.
Yeah.
Lots. Yes, and it is confusing. When I was standing in the grocery store, well, this has been a couple months ago, and someone recognized me and hoped that I could help them as far as what kind of oil to choose. They were going to use it in making a salad. And we looked through a variety of bottles that were on the shelf and ended up going with a Premier Extra Virgin Olive Oil, just because I thought that appeared, according to what was on the label, to be the best choice for her.
Now, if you're going to use it in cooking,
okay,
it really doesn't matter so much. Then you can go for, according to Cooks Illustrated, one of our favorite kinds of resources, they said heat decreases any kind of flavor. So if you're going to put it in tomato sauce or whatever way you might be using it in cooking, use the cheapest one on the shelf.
Ah, and then label it in your cupboard so you know which is which.
And they say this is what they do. So I thought that was very interesting, because if there's any flavor that's even a little that you don't like, it's going to disappear because heating changes it.
When we talk about deep frying with oil,
how
often can that oil be reused, if any? And what kinds of oil are the best for deep frying?
Okay, now we're talking about another kind of, besides flavor, we need to think about smoke points.
Oh, yes. Yes, and safety factor, too.
You've noticed, I know, if it gets too hot, pretty soon, first it kind of shimmers and bubbles, and then pretty soon it's smoking if you haven't paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several reasons you don't want it to smoke. One is it's going to be a terrible flavor. Two, it's really not healthy. It releases some free radicals, which maybe you've heard talk about. Three, if it gets too hot, it's combustible.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
if you're there at all, that's not going to be a problem. You just need to take it off the heat. But peanut oil is one of the good ones.
And why is that?
Well, because it has a higher smoking point.
Okay.
Okay, and that is one that could be used quite a few times if you're doing deep fat frying.
Does that need to be strained? Does that oil need to be strained then after
it's
used the first time?
It's probably a good idea.
Okay. Through cheesecloth?
Yeah, or even just a strainer, actually.
Okay.
A fine strainer.
All right.
But if you're going to use it for the same thing, you probably wouldn't have to strain it every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have used peanut oil when we've deep fried a turkey at Thanksgiving, and it's just we've had beautiful results. The color of that skin of the bird is just golden brown. It's wonderful, and I did not detect a peanut flavor at all.
Right.
It was just a wonderful oil to use, and of course we did that outside, so we didn't have to be as concerned about
sunflower oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, peanut oil are all those that have higher smoking points, so could be used for deep fat frying. But peanut oil is probably the one you're going to see on the shelf most often.
Okay.
Now for low smoking points, think about butter. You know, how long does it take before that's burned? Not very long.
Mm-hmm.
Lard is in that same category. Even olive oil.
Hmm.
If you're going to use high temperatures for for maybe you want to brown something quickly, mm-hmm. a piece of meat, mm-hmm. olive oil is not the thing to use because,
okay.
yeah, then you need to go to one of your favorite oils, and maybe we should change that, the corn oil.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Or canola oil. That's mm-hmm. usually one I have on my shelf.
Tell me about canola oil. Why, that it's just kind of an interesting name.
Well, it came from Canada.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have to mention that when I was in Italy, I saw lots of fields of rapeseed oil. Rapeseed. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from. And you go, mm-hmm. okay. Yeah, I understand why they changed the name from mm-hmm. rapeseed to something else when they named oil. But you really know where that name came from.
Well, I did a little research. I Googled it on the internet. And it said canola oil was originally grown, the rapeseed was grown in Canada. So we have C-A-N. O is for oil, L is for low, A is for acid. So it's grown in Canada. It's a low-acid oil. Canola.
You know, Miss Nene, we haven't talked about baking, and we don't have time to do that today. We're going to have to come back and talk about baking oils and fats at another time. So
that is wonderful. It's just a great subject to explore, no matter if you're cooking or baking. Thank you for being with us today. We're so glad that you tuned in and hope you had as much fun as we did talking about oils. Be sure to have fond family memories in your kitchen.